Welcome to the Footy Museum and the Footy Museum Podcast. I am the co-director of the Footy Museum, Justin Woody, and I am joined once again in person by my fellow co-director, Maria Van Dyken Lee. Maria Van Dyken Lee, how are you?
It's great to be back in studio.
It is. We've been remote for almost a month.
We have. It feels like longer than a month.
It does, maybe because the weather's so nice.
Though. Yeah. Time flies by faster when there's drastic changes in weather patterns.
Right. So time, and that means spring flies by in Chicago. Do you ever, have you watched or read The Three Body Problem?
No, but I hear I should.
I would read the book. The show is good too.
I've heard that too. But
part of it is that there's a, this won't give anything away, the whole story, but there is a, an alien race that is from a unstable planet that gets pulled between the gravitational pull of three different stars. So they can have a century of beautiful climate weather, but if the stars get close and they get pulled away, all of a sudden it can be drastic in a million years of winter, or so civilizations rise and then completely disappear and rise into, anyway. You know, so that's what Chicago's like in the spring.
I gotta say
that we have a three-body problem.
I have received a description of that book from several people, and that is the most understandable setup I've gotten. So congratulations.
That's just one part of the story.
Yeah, but like nobody wants to give anything away, so they're just setting it up, and I'm like, say it's good, I'll probably read it. But
yeah, the show is good too.
Okay.
Anyway. This is the three body problem. Our breakdown of the sci-fi classic.
Footy Museum Book Club. I just finished reading Moonraker, which is nothing like the movie.
So it's a busy time in the world of football. We have a lot of leagues wrapping up. In fact, today, Wrexham AFC have secured their second promotion in as many years. They will now go up to League One with with numerous games left to play. So congratulations.
Yeah, congrats to Wrexham. I
mean, there's an expectation of that because the focus, it's still a huge feat. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
It's not easy.
No.
No matter what.
And I wonder if they'll be able to move through League One that quickly. It does kind of ruin the ending of this season, though, so there's really no need to watch. They get promoted.
Okay.
And
no more Wrexham.
So that, and I'd love, do you ever notice how the owners, Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds, are famous?
Who?
That's because, but on each other's birthdays, they play pranks on each other.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it was Rob's birthday, and Ryan, they released him online. Ryan said he wanted to get him something special and get him some actual old Wrexham bottled beer that was in the Titanic. So he sent down a submarine. They couldn't find it, but instead he pretended like they found this old drawing, and it was Rob shirtless with the necklace from Titanic.
That's funny.
And then he made a whole webpage where you can buy the material and had it hung and exhibited in a gallery in Wrexham, which I thought was pretty cool. Pretty funny.
That is funny.
So in the Premier League, which is winding down, Man City is ascended to its rightful place atop the league as Arsenal lost today, and Liverpool coughed up two L's this week. It's so sad. I think they just want to like, it might be slightly different, and then it's just the same. I mean, it's still only 2 points separating the three teams.
Still a shot. It's still close, but time is running out for sure. Mm-hmm. That Liverpool game is really intense.
Yeah, and Crystal Palace, I think that they may actually be secure from this relegation zone with that win.
That's really interesting because there was that set up in the Premier League and then down in the Champo.
The Champo.
Very similar story.
Your stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Down in the Champo.
Very similar game, very similar story between Leeds and Blackburn. Mm. Yeah.
Is Blackburn's song Blackbird?
It could be.
Yeah, the Beyonce version.
Definitely the Beyonce version.
That album, I love that album.
It's good.
It is so good. Cowboy Carter. This Footy Museum is pro Cowboy Carter.
Have you guys been listening to it?
I've been listening to it nonstop, like the full album too.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like, I think, here we go. This is our Beyonce appreciation
culture.
Well, I love that type of music, you know.
You like kind of more country.
I like country.
Classic rocky country.
Like Springsteen mm-hmm. kind of. And she's so good yeah. and she does it so well. I think it's just, it's a, if it doesn't really sweep all the awards this year,
that's
I'm
gonna be
disappointed.
Upsetting. Yeah.
But then again, I'm not really plugged into all things popular culture. Anyway, Cowboy Carter, three body problem. All right. And also football. Yeah. So Leeds playing Blackburn, and Leeds also, did they draw or lose?
They lost. Oh, they were playing no. completely defenseless, entirely open. It was all attack. I tuned in at 60 minutes and it was just one after the other, just attack, 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 counterattack. All lost at the 80th minute.
How's it looking for them?
They're in third. Mm-hmm. It's still close. Mm-hmm. Might be a playoff situation.
Oh, no. Well.
Because it can never
be
easy.
Energies. I'll take all the energy I was putting towards Wrexham, which wasn't very much, and now I will set it towards Leeds. In Major League Soccer in American
soccer.
Oh! Oh! You are the best. You are the best producer when it comes to my So smooth. Anyway.
Soccer!
Yes! The Fire drew against a 10-man New York Red Bull. It was another plotting performance that I pushed myself through. But next week I'll be going to my first Fire game. I'm excited.
I won't be there this time. I guess only one of us.
We'll have to alternate. Yeah.
One of us can go.
I hope the weather is as nice as it is today. CONCACAF Champions Cup. Miami is out.
Wow.
They really got soundly defeated by Monterrey. Oh, yeah. not a surprise to fans of Noche Dior, but I think it increasingly, it just, to me, casts a stark light on these U.S. Open Cup decisions. Because even Miami now, that one of their main goals was the CONCACAF Champions Cup.
Hmm.
Did not even make the semifinals. Now it's one less trophy that they can go after.
Yeah, that's very true. Because they can't, they're out of Open Cup.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Should have signed up.
Yeah.
Should have signed up when they opened registration.
That's right. You missed out. Should have gotten the ballot for the Open Cup,
mm-hmm.
Which kicks off again next week. It's exciting. A lot of new teams coming into the play. What else? The She Believes Cup. I hate the name of it.
I hate that name too.
It's horrible.
I don't like it.
But our amazing goalie had another shot block, shot scored in the penalty kickout.
She's going to go down as like the greatest penalty.
I think they should
taker
just
saver
have
all
her.
Time.
Like she should take all five shots and then all uh-huh.
She's just walking back and forth.
Oh. And that also reminds me of the one MLS team that did advance in CONCACAF Champions Cup. It is the actual MLS champions.
Uh-huh. Which makes sense.
Yeah, the Columbus Crew. And they had draw. They left their home game with a draw, which I think against Tigres, a huge team in the Americas, was a disadvantage.
Mm.
And especially like a lot of MLS teams and this week giving up really sloppy goals in the back where the goalie just passing it to a defender. He walked it right into Signac's feet at the beginning of that game. Tigres scored. It looked really bad. But then that goalie kind of pulled himself up by his Columbus bootstraps, had a great save mid-game, had two blocks in the penalty shootout. Did not score any. Did not score any. So, you know.
This is not that great.
And then Columbus won, and the winning penalty kick was from their super draft college draft pick who last year was at UC Davis. That would be a pretty amazing experience.
That would be.
It's like, oh, yeah, you're going in against Tigres, and then you have to kick the game-winning penalty. He was cool as ice. Man.
That's what separates winners from losers. the mental game.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Wow.
That's why I'm...
We should start a hustle podcast. Here's what you need to do.
Can we start a sports...
Sell all your stocks. Sell all your money. And this is what you need to do. You need to buy Hustle.
Yeah, a sports meditation podcast for players to listen to before the game.
Oh, that would be good. How would it... Okay. Wait, breathe in, breathe out. Count your breaths. In, one, out, two. Now what do you... What would be sports position?
Now, pull up your socks. Because they're there for a reason.
If you score your first goal today, do not put the ball under your shirt pretending you're pregnant. That's never appealing.
This is how you win. Play this in your head before taking the game deciding penalty kick. And be assured in yourself that you've completed this checklist.
If you are playing in North America, do not try to pass the ball out of the back.
Foot for thought.
Good luck, Lionel. Anyway, there's a lot going on. A lot to edit up. But we are going to look at some of the things we're interested in, the culture surrounding the game. And first, there was a lot of TIFO action worldwide, because we didn't even mention Champions League, Europa League, all these leagues ending. There's just a lot of energy out there. And there was some pretty banger TIFOs around the world.
There happened for like the last few weeks, just a lot of super banger TIFOs.
Super bangers.
Yeah.
Like this one.
Yeah. Out of Djurgården. Oh. My favorite Stockholm.
Does Djurgården stand for... impressive roof structure?
It should.
Look at that. Is that like clothes or something? That is a lot of struts.
It is. Well, it does get very cold there, so I don't know.
Maybe it looks like one that could maybe automatically close.
What impresses me about this TIFO though.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. Sorry.
It has the Swedish precision and symmetry.
Yes.
That I enjoy.
Everyone holding it up is doing it out of fear of being judged for not holding it up.
There's a concept in Sweden called lagom.
Lagom.
Uh-huh. And this is the idea of not being too much or too little, just being just right. I think that this TIFO
is lagom.
Is lagom.
That's kind of very Dutch too. Like, don't take too much credit. Don't be too proud.
Don't stand out too much.
Don't stand out too much.
Part of the group.
But also judge the group.
Well, that's the Dutch version.
I love the different direction of stripes. And I love it when it's at a full stadium with two full TIFOs. It almost looks like a miniature, this image. I think because of the scale of the rafters and you don't see any people.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, there are people down the left. The scale is really thrown off. Very cool.
Very cool. And those streamers in the back, they have a little bit of space. They're like almost tooth-like. Mm-hmm. And they have the connecting stripe above the top that I think is interesting in comparison to other ones. They feel very exact to me.
Yeah, they're like almost oversized hanging bead doors.
Yeah, those are also very Swedish.
What are those called?
Bead curtain?
Bead curtain, yeah. Yeah, those are called logot. I worked at IKEA. I know the popularity of the bead curtain in Scandinavia. Yes.
Next week they're coming back with a LAC table display.
Yeah.
Just stacked.
Wow. It looks just like a bad drawing of a table. LAC. What are we looking at here?
This is another Swedish... Excuse me, another Swedish TIFO. This one
reminds me of like the first page of a Tintin comic.
Yeah, this is based on Asterisk comics.
Oh, yeah.
So this is by AIK Stockholm.
Oh, okay.
And
or as I like to call him, Ike Stockholm.
Yes. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. I assumed it was AIK.
I don't know. I just like to say Ike.
But yeah, so this is based on an Asterisk comic. And the actual concept, I mean, I don't understand the Swedish on the right, but it's like saying stuff against like the influences of modern football. And then if you zoom in on those ships there.
Yes.
which I think we have a slide.
Do we? Oh, look at that.
You can see like the main powers that be that they are criticizing and saying, here we have Swedish football, which is standing up against.
I noticed the one ship that they have blown up and it's cracking is the dollar.
Oh. Mm. Yeah,
I guess we're their number one enemy.
FIFA, the Euro.
VAR. I love that VAR is on the same level as like nation states. Yeah. And like it's just like as if VAR has its own agenda.
Yeah. Like, it does.
I'm the head of VAR.
Yeah.
VAR does sound like a James Bondian villain, to continue our more important conversation about the literary triumphs of Ian Fleming.
Uh-huh.
Yes. VAR. My name is VAR, Mr. Bond.
I will take over football and make it mine.
I will analyze every aspect until the joy is sucked out of the game, but only after they sink the Americans. This is very detailed and
it's
fun.
It's incredibly detailed.
This one's fascinating.
This one's out of France. This is by fans of, excuse, pardon my French.
No.
Saint-Étienne.
Magnifique.
Anyways, so this marks the club's 90th anniversary. And it is a huge display that also has a lot of detail. And it looks like they're also going to get promoted from the second tier back into League One.
Right.
So it's not only an anniversary, it's also anticipating this accomplishment again. And there's more detailed images.
Describe what it looks like to our podcast listeners.
Well, imagine Van Gogh's bedroom paintings and then imagine instead of it being a small bedroom of with a chair and a bed, it's like a young man's bedroom with like a computer.
But it's multiple bedrooms.
But it's multiple rooms. Mm-hmm. It's a whole flat. But there's lots of detailed things in here. It just looks like somebody's room and it's decked out in club merch and objects and soccer balls and everything's green, which is club color.
It is weird, though. It's just kind of a young fan's
It's bedroom. Just a domestic scene.
Like with dirty socks and like beer bottles.
I said it was a young man's, too, because I don't... I apologize for the stereotype, but I don't really know if any
But this
young
one
who's
is older because there's pipes in reference, obviously, to this figure.
Yes.
Rocher. What, I don't know the history of Saint-Étienne.
Neither do I.
So speaking, since IKEA is one of our themes today,
it looks like they shopped at IKEA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a little PAX.
I like it though because it's not, it's very creative. It's not something I've seen before.
Not at all.
It has a cartoony style similar to the Asterix one we just looked at.
Yeah. And it feels kind of rooted in art history in that way where it's like just a domestic scene.
And then on the bottom, there's the different crests
for
through
over
the history.
90 years. Yeah.
I love that.
Me too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
I really like the way they
we
overlaid
should look at
them.
Are they the, like, what is their, is that a jaguar or a puma?
It looks
or
like a
dog
puma?
Or a cat? Or is it a person in a dog outfit?
Is it a...
It's a person in a cat outfit.
It's a panther. It's a black panther, isn't it?
I do like that their initials are ass.
No, it's pronounced S.
So and this is true. The supporters of this club fondly refer to them as Ass Panthers.
Or the Greens.
I think it's Ass Panthers.
I'm pretty sure it's the Greens.
Yeah. So congratulations to the Ass Panthers for promotion to the McDonald's League One.
Mickey D's.
Mickey D's, home of the Ass Panther. Oh, and speaking of France. And France, well, speaking of France influenced by America, this past week in PSG's championship match, they unleashed this massive display prominently featuring a mobile Yoda having both a red and blue lightsaber, obviously the colors of PSG.
I have thoughts about this.
And he is wearing a PSG kit underneath his Jedi robe. Mm-hmm. And then it has...
He's a fan.
And so it's kind of a two-layered TIFO, and then there's text in the front in the Star Wars font. I can't quite make it out, but I think it says Death two ass panthers.
That's correct. And then,
okay. Well, it's impressive. What are your thoughts of this?
Okay. Well, if you watch the video, there's more components than just the Yoda. The Yoda portion was the one that went viral online, but they did a whole choreo where the Star Wars scroll comes up and there's text. And I don't know what the text says, but it's probably something about the club. And then that turns into Darth Vader, right? And then Darth Vader like goes away, and then they reveal the PSV portion, and then Yoda comes up on the rigging, right? But while it's happening, they're playing Duel of the Fates from Phantom Menace.
Oh.
Yoda didn't do a lightsaber battle in Phantom Menace.
You're not going
to. And Darth Vader Darth Vader's not in Phantom Menace. He's Anakin Skywalker. And correct me if I'm wrong, but like in the series, Yoda and Darth Vader don't duel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's...
Well, no, it's important we hear that that there's accuracy in international football Star Wars references. Well, here's the letters going back. And this is not the best camera work.
Not the best camera.
Pierre, whoever's... But I do like the idea. It's going back. So it's moving back like the Star Wars...
Scroll
at the beginning of the films. Yes. But it's not in deep perspective, which that's a missed opportunity.
That would have gone to the next level. That would have really been something.
But of course, they obviously weren't paying attention with all of their inconsistencies.
Yeah, they have obviously never seen the films.
Yes, this is in Paris. Slowly.
What you can't hear is Duel of the Fates.
Oh.
But that's okay. I can.
Wow, I feel like I'm there. Oh, the big PSG in the Star Wars font again, and kind of the Rebel Alliance as PSG stripe. That's pretty clever.
That is.
I like it. I do think it's odd that they're using such a strong American export, but maybe they don't think of it as American because it's transcended national boundaries.
Yes, I mean...
It's a religion.
It really is in some ways. Here he comes.
Oh, it's pretty good.
It's good.
It's a lot.
It's clean too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like sometimes you see really, really Dagobah looking Yodas, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just got out of the swamp eating some mac and cheese.
Well, if we're going to really break this down in terms of accuracy with Star Wars, is there a suggestion, that they light up too. That's pretty cool. Amazing. Is there a suggestion that Yoda is both good and bad as he's carrying both a red and blue saber?
He probably just picked up somebody else's red saber, but...
I don't know that he would ever do that.
Well,
he?
You see, actually...
Or did he? You know all the movies. Did he do that in some?
Not that I can think
of. How did they light those up? Must just be LED strands.
I mean, if you're really getting nitpicky, Yoda carries a green lightsaber.
Oh, see?
See, so...
Oh, which is the color of the ass panthers.
Yeah.
Well, there, we sorted that out.
I was really grateful for this opportunity to talk about Star Wars. Oh.
And I want to jump back into the three-body problem. Here's one from Monterey.
Oh.
That was pretty... This one was creepy. And it looked like they accidentally spilled coffee all over it.
It does.
It looks wet and saggy. It was raining, but...
so it was just spilled coffee. It looks...
kind of Game of Thrones-esque.
Yeah.
They have a beautiful stadium. Did you watch that game at all?
I didn't watch the game, but I saw the stadium with the mountain in the background.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a sight in the World Cup. Just,
oh, good.
And the massive stadium as well. We have back to Scandinavia. We have this charming in the first because Scandinavian teams follow a calendar similar to MLS because of the winters there. And this is Malmo's first home game of the season.
Malmo.
UIC, where I went to grad school, had a partnership with a school in Malmo and had a lot of classmates from there. Actually.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They were very nice. I don't know if that had anything to do with this recreation of the town square that was set up in the supporter section. Real cute.
It's adorable.
It reminds me of like a Portland Timbers one, the way, maybe it's just because of the type of overhang, but you have two TIFOs on the right angling in. So, and then a TIFO in the back with the central building of the town square.
Yeah, so it looks so like a stage.
Full stage set.
Yeah, like a for a play.
And then it's in the front, you have a recreation of the town fountain. And then all of a sudden, what's fascinating is all the supporters look like they're in the town square celebrating. So
it's cool. It's creative. It's a great use of space.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see this?
I didn't see this.
Okay. So this was actually from last week from El Tráfico.
Oh.
The LA Galaxy versus LAFC, which is probably the largest rivalry in MLS, I would say, the most engaged because it is in LA. And LAFC being the young team, but actually being the newer team, but they're actually in the city, whereas the Galaxy are in Carson, a suburb. Mm-hmm. And actually I saw photos before this game where LAFC was trolling the Galaxy pretty bad in pregame quizzes on the Jumbotron. It said like, how many professional soccer teams are actually within LA city limits?
Yeah, that was so funny.
And, why was Carson evacuated in a certain year? And it was like because of an air pollution. But anyway, LAFC 3252 always come with pretty impressive TIFOs. And oftentimes they have that Mortal Kombat video game style.
Yeah, they do Mortal Kombat, yeah.
But this is interesting because you have the figure in the front who is that style, and he's doing like the LA finger.
Los Angeles
mark. But behind him are the now infamous graffiti towers from downtown LA. Do you know about those?
What are they? Oh, the towers are covered in graffiti, yeah.
Yeah, so downtown LA, it's really shocking if you go to LA because go downtown, it's almost like you've time traveled to the 90s of a lot of other U.S. cities. It's hollowed out.
There's nothing there.
No one in L.A. goes downtown.
Huh.
They've really been trying to revitalize it through years. That's why like the Broad Museum's down there, different museums. It's actually beautiful because there's a lot of like kind of early 20th century skyscrapers. So you get kind of that 1920s style, terracotta covers, but it has an empty feeling, a little edgy feeling. But there's a number of high rise condo buildings that were almost completed and were not completed and have been sitting just empty in a city where there's a housing crisis. And a number of graffiti artists broke in and started painting all the windows. So these towers are only like 5-6 years old. They're not that old, but they've never been lived in. But prior to this, if you came to LA visit, you're just like, oh, these beautiful new towers, they must be doing okay. You know,
they're empty.
They're empty. And now they are these huge graffiti artworks that are very controversial. Some people understandably hate them because they feel like it's it's a huge flag to the issues maybe in the city.
Yeah.
Some people really love them because they think it's a great use of these abandoned or unfinished buildings. And it also highlights kind of the issue of housing in the city.
Yeah.
But they are pretty dramatic. And I thought it was fascinating that in the LA Derby, I don't know how you'd say it in LA, the LA Derby.
The like Derby?
Like the symbol of LA they chose were those towers. I thought that was fascinating.
That is fascinating. And it probably are maybe trying to say a little something with it. Maybe?
I don't know.
It doesn't really take a stance.
It does say fuck Carson on it. So they're trying to say that. I think it's a clever way because you can work in a different text and it is distinctive to the city. And I would imagine that perhaps the artists who create their TIFOs are maybe also street artists.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So I have that connection.
Similar skill set.
But again, very impressive scale.
Mm-hmm.
And MLS has to approve all MLS TIFOs. I'm surprised this one got approved, actually.
The Fuck Carson portion looks like it was maybe an add-on.
Yeah. Well, they spelled it in a way no one would ever know. It says F-C-K-C-R-S-N. I mean, that could mean anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Frank Kirsten. Maybe that was the artist. Frank. Painted by of Frank course. Kirsten.
Good old Frank.
Yeah. That was an interesting episode. I think we're still a little out of shape.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, but
it's good to be back, though.
It's good to be back. Up the ass, Panthers. Until next week, that's the story of football.
The soccer kind.